Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Keith Engel, the Chief Executive Officer of the South African Institute of Tax Professionals, who is on the line. Good afternoon to you, Keith, and thank you for being with us on 101.9 Chai FM.
Appreciate it.
More than that, Keith, you're actually becoming a bit of a regular, and I'm really excited about that because every time we've spoken to you, it has been good. I do know that today we were going to talk about tax-free investing, but it does seem to me that we'll get there. But it seems to me that the news headlines in all manner of the press this afternoon is very much focused on Tito Mboweni's national emergency budget tomorrow. And I know we didn't say we'd talk about this, but I'm going to put you on the spot and I'm going to say to you, Keith, what are we going to hear tomorrow?
Well, I guess he's going to have to revise the numbers. So clearly the February numbers were not correct. It was not his fault, but no one expected the coronavirus to wipe out all of our revenues. So clearly he's going to have to explain that. And then the real question is, well, what are we going to do? What's the budget going to look like with the amount of revenues that we've been lost? My assumption is going to be there'll be a definite reprioritization of spending, and I think we're going to see what's the choice on the borrowing. On tax, I have a feeling we've got, from what I can see in the media statement, they're going to release the tax relief bills. So I don't expect a tax increase being announced in effect this year, but maybe there'll be a threat of one for next year.
I'm very, very pleased to hear you say that because the Business Insider is leading with the following. Mboweni may hike income tax for some as early as tomorrow. So, Keith, very interesting to hear that you're saying that is not necessarily the case. And, we'll wait and we will see. The other headline that Business Insider is pushing is the fact that Mboweni wants South Africa to move to a zero-based budget. Can you put that in plain English for me? What is a zero-based budget?
Zero-based budget. I guess what he's trying to do is, I've heard that term so long ago in the U.S., I think you have to justify all of your spending from ground up.
That will make a lot of sense.
I think that's what I remember it, because what happens is, typically in the budget process, you've justified so much last year, now all you have to justify is how much increases are you going to have. But if you look at it as zero base, you say, look, we got to revisit everything from a zero base up. That's my understanding, but I'll have to check the dictionary on that.
Okay, no, fair enough. And I must say your answer was bang on point given what I've read about it this afternoon. So, very interesting indeed. Keith, we don't have much time left, but can you address in 2 minutes or so the issue of tax-free investing? And in this climate, is this something that you would entertain?
Well, it depends where you are. I mean, the problem is right now is, do you have money to save? You are very fortunate if you have extra money to save. So be thankful. That's the first thing. Second thing is, if you're going to invest, you should think about your growth before tax. Although it depends your rate. You see, if you're in a 45% rate, or according to this paper report, maybe it'll be higher, it starts becoming quite heavy, the tax issue. So if you're talking about a 45% rate for every 100 you earn, you got to give 45 to government, tax savings becomes very, very important. So your typical mechanisms for your upper middle is your retirement fund. Because if you make a contribution, for every 55 rand you put in, government is putting in 45. So the first place middle class and upper middle class go is toward retirement contributions. When you're talking about tax-free savings, though, that's usually you've got your money, you've paid your tax, and now you want it to grow tax-free. The two choices are tax-free savings accounts. You can put up to 40,000 a rand a year in that. That's not bad for education funds for people who are on the higher end. Another thing that I tend to like a lot is collective investment schemes, because even though they say they're not tax-free, they are effectively tax-free. And so you put them in, and they generally grow, and only when you pull out the money do you get a capital gain charge, and they're quite flexible there. So government is trying to encourage you to save, and there are a lot of saving devices. But the first ones that people typically turn to is pension, collective investment scheme. You can go to tax-free savings funds where you put it in the bank, it grows tax-free. Even low savings account for your children, that can also be tax-free. Those are the standard mechanisms. And again, where are you in the rates? I don't know where you are. You start getting above a million, you start getting a 40% rate, that becomes quite a big chunk for it. But again, the first thing to do is think smart in saving. So example, I often tell people the smartest thing you can do is pay off your debts. Because if you pay off your debts, that's after tax money, that's the thing you need to do first. So there's a bit of a debate where you do that. But I would say that tax does become an issue, but think about investment first.
Keith Engel, we're out of time, but what an absolute pleasure to speak to you. Thank you for your succinct and incisive knowledge and, so unbelievably useful, that information. I do think we're going to try and speak to you more often because it seems to be really important.
Cool. I appreciate it. It's an honor. Thank you so much.